Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Yes, hey Carl, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking.
That's good. Well, I called. You've seen my emails. I always let my frustration show. You know that. And of course, I really appreciate I now have the dysfunctional family, the main event, and out of the fog to read. I don't know how quickly I can get them read, but of course, because I've found errors in them even after proofreading, I mean, simple errors, I need to read them carefully. All right?
Yep, that's
So
right.
you may have seen, so that'll take me days, as you know, to read, and still to do my other business, which interrupts my days. I'm not just doing reading. And as you know, if you read more than 2 or 3 hours, something that you wrote that you're reading for the sixth or seventh time, you go cross-eyed, right?
That's right.
So it's very difficult. So anyway, you saw my email, I presume, with the bulleted points, okay? My biggest concern is that it's been a year, and I gave you books that were already written with cover design, and we're still working on it. And I can't afford to miss the main for another year, the main event. Which means, and this is what I wanted to discuss. I know that typically what you do, Penguin Book Writers, that is they're a print-on-demand book. Which means if somebody wants it, they have to order it, and then it gets printed and they get it, 2 weeks later or whatever. The problem is that I've talked to the bookstores in Maine and to the gift shops, and they say, we only order from distributors because when we order, we want to see the book in 3 days, not in 3 weeks after people have already left from vacation. So what I want to talk about with you is how we get these books into like Ingram and Baker and Taylor so that these stores can and will actually order them.
So, Carl, I have
Am
shared
I
with you.
making sense? Am I
Yeah,
making
I
sense?
got your point.
Okay.
I got your
All
point.
right.
So, I have shared with you the final proofread file of the main event. Once I got your
Right.
feedback, so we're going to publish the book on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and then we're going to publish it on Ingram Sparks as well. It's going
Okay,
to be
good.
taken
And then
care by.
when it's published on Ingram Spark, do they actually have it available for as a distributor for people to order?
What I remember is on Ingram Sparks, it's going to be print on demand.
Okay.
So the
If I order
bookstores
if
can.
Yeah, see, I'm still learning, and I learn a lot from you. And that is, for instance, if this book, I'm just trying to, and this comparison, if this book were published by on a regular publisher like Penguin Random House or Macmillan or somebody like that, if a bookstore orders this book, they would call Ingram or Baker and Taylor. Is it still print on demand, or do they maintain a certain inventory level so they can send them right out?
So, Carl, if you want the printed copies, we can do the printing as well. Why don't we
Okay,
just
but
print the books and ship it to you? Just let us know the number of books.
I guess, so then in that case, I have to act as the distributor. In other words, I give you $1,000 or I give you $5,000 and I have several hundred books printed. Then people have to order them from me and then I have to box them up and mail them to them. Is that what we're saying?
No, that I'm saying this for the bookstores. If you want to
Yeah.
like put your book in the bookstore, so you can just simply order some printed copies from us, and
yeah.
you can give those copies to the bookstores. And for the people, they can simply order the book from the Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Got it. Okay. That may be what we want to do, because I want to make sure that, you know, bookstores will order them, and usually bookstores don't order print-on-demand books. That's what I've learned.
Yep, that's right. That's why I'm saying that you can order the printed copies either from us or wherever you're comfortable, and just
right.
you can provide the printed copies to all the bookstores that do require the inventory.
So, yeah, how would I know if those bookstores require books? Will they come to me to order them, like a distributor, or will they come to you to order them? See what I'm saying? Where would they order them through?
Like, if you want us to take care of this, we can, like, share the manuscripts with different bookstores, and then if there is a requirement, like, if they want us to share the to deliver the printed copies, then we can do that.
Okay, that's okay. And you know what I need to do is, if you, when you get a chance, all right.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm reading, because I got a lot to do, and I really want these books out there by the end of next week, if we can. We just got to get them out. I'm having too many people who have been asking me for months for these books. In
mm-hmm.
fact, you know, I told you that the past publisher printed Critical Point, and it's all wrong. I've just given away about $200-$300 worth of books to friends
mm-hmm.
that have said, Carl, I want to read the book. You've told me that it would be out, and it's still not months later, and I just give it to them. I give them one of those books that I couldn't sell because the chapter headings are wrong or whatever. They don't care. They want to read the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing that because I just have to get it in their hands. Otherwise, they throw up their hands and say, you're not really an author. You're a con man. You tell me it'll be out, and it isn't. You know, you get that. So if
mm-hmm.
you would, in a note, if you could send me a note helping me understand the process of how we'll get those into the bookstores so that I guess my job
mm-hmm.
will be to go into bookstores and sell it. That's what I'll have to do, because it won't
mm-hmm.
be like Baker & Taylor or Ingram where they put out ads on new books, right?
Mm-hmm.
They won't be doing that. I will, right?
Yep.
In order
mm-hmm.
to try to sell these books in volume, because I need to compete with Macmillan, right? That's
mm-hmm.
that's
mm-hmm.
how I'm going to become a bestseller, and I need
mm-hmm.
you to help me. We need to compete with Macmillan, with Penguin Random House, with the other big publishers. So if you would send me an email that describes the process. First of all, we have the book obviously published on whatever. You said that Barnes & Noble, Kobo, I think there were several others,
mm-hmm,
Ingram
mm-hmm.
Spark,
Apple Books, Google Books,
you know,
etc.
So we'll have the books published. If a bookstore wants to order a book,
mm-hmm.
either we'll have to have an inventory of already printed books, right,
mm-hmm.
to send them, or we'll have to have what I call an accelerated print option, which means you order the books on Monday, you can have them shipped by Wednesday or something like that. Because
mm-hmm.
the problem with people buying them on vacation is they're only there for a week. They're
mm-hmm.
not there to wait 3 weeks to get them printed. That's all.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if you can tell me how to manage that so I get the process of it down in my head, and so that I can explain it to anybody I'm talking about, because really what I see in order to be successful is I'm going to have to go to Barnes & Noble, and I'm going to have to go to Books A Million, and I'm going to have to go to the smaller bookstores, the ones in Maine. There's a small chain called Sherman's Bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to actually have to visit them and sell books, like a Baker & Taylor sales
mm-hmm.
rep would go in and sell books.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, that's really what I'm hearing. I don't like it, but it's really the truth of what happens. Mm-hmm. Unless you're able, after we're done with all this, that you're able mm-hmm. to connect me with what I call a standard or classical publisher, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you could write me a note that tells me the step-by-step process and maybe even who would pay for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how much. For instance, if you're going to print and keep, you know, 200 copies of this book so you can send it to bookstores, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Am I going to pay for that, or will the bookstore pay for it? I don't know.
Initially, you will be the one who's paying for the printed copies, and we're gonna start the printing process. And once the books are printed, then we will ship it to the bookstore, whichever bookstore required the printed copies. That's going to be the process.
But ultimately, the bookstore will have to order it.
Yep, that's right.
They won't take it from me if I just send it to them.
Exactly. Let me tell you. So what we will be doing first, our primary target is going to be Amazon and Barnes & Noble. When all the manuscripts are finalized, we will be publishing all of them firstly on Amazon. Then after it is published on Amazon, we will move towards Barnes & Noble. Once we are done with it, then we will move towards
Ingram. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, then we will move towards Ingram Sparks. And you're also saying Baker & Taylor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're going to look into Baker & Taylor as well, because I don't think we have published anything over Baker & Taylor. So
I don't know if they accept publication that way. I think they're a huge. I've been to one. There used to be a client of mine, and in mm-hmm. Kankakee, they had this huge warehouse, and you'd walk in there, and they had like 12 million books
mm-hmm.
in the warehouse. So that if you were Wilson's Bookstore,
mm-hmm.
if you wanted to order Michael Connelly, James Patterson, and all this, you would order those novels, and they would send them to you by second day air or whatever. They'd box them up and, mm-hmm. and send them to you so you'd have them to sell in your store. But I don't mm-hmm. know if you can actually publish through them.
Yep, I will get an update on this with our publisher.
Sure.
That if we can publish it on Baker & Taylor, and then I'll update you.
Super.
Besides this, we can do the Ingram, Sparks, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble, just after getting your final approval. So I have shared with you all of the four books, all of the completed
yep.
formatted files. So I just want you to read them and give me your final feedback so we can start the publishing process.
Okay, I will. It'll take me a while. I'm just telling you. You know, it's
and
like
one more.
Yeah, well, it is a worry for me because of getting them out during the highest season. You
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll I'll look for you to send me a little note, if you will, that describes the process, because what happens is that if I'm talking to a gift shop
mm-hmm.
that wants to order these books,
mm-hmm.
right, and they
mm-hmm.
say, how do I do it? I want to be able to tell them and be absolutely correct, you know, like any salesman, which is what I'll
mm-hmm.
be,
mm-hmm.
right? If I'm selling these books, any salesman had better be right, because if you buy from something from a sales rep and then you do what they tell you and then they say, oh, no, we can't do that, then you've just lost the sale and you've lost respect for the sales rep.
Mm-hmm.
And I need it to be absolutely correct. So we'll work through that. I appreciate that because, I mean, if I need to take my entire retirement income and
mm-hmm.
put it into these books and travel the United States, that's what I'll do. And if I'm starving and homeless within a year, that's what it'll be. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I have to be committed to this, and I'm committed to it big time, not just to make $1,000 a year, you know, not just to sell 200 books a year. It's funny. My neighbor, Ann Creel, was an author for many years. Her last book, I think it was published 4 or 5 years ago, sold 690,000 copies. And Hallmark made a movie out of it.
That's so, a huge number.
Yeah, she made a lot of money on that book. She quit writing, and I said, why did you quit writing? Because she had like 15 books published that all did well. And she said, and this isn't relating to you, because she had a regular publisher, right? In other words, she didn't pay to have the books published. They paid her. They paid her an upfront amount, you know, for the manuscript, and they, you know what I'm saying, how. And she said finally it got too hard to work with them. They were just, it was all about them. They wouldn't do anything to help you, et cetera. So she quit writing because of trying to deal with the regular publishers, not, she wasn't, you know, she'd gone well beyond what I'm doing working with you, you know, sort of self-published, self-paid, you know, I want to get past that. You know that. And I need your help. And I want your help to do that. And so, you know, I've got to start making some money at this. Because otherwise, why do it? Why have I spent $40,000? $40,000, and we still don't have four books published, right? Now, 20 of that is with you, but the other was with the scamming publishers who went belly up. I'm not blaming you for that. But I want you to recognize I need you to think of ways to help me be what you would call commercially successful. In other words, a year from now, I want to tell people I make my living by writing books, not it's a hobby that makes me $1,000 a year. I sell 200 or 300 books, right? And I know people like the books. I sold 11 books last week in the bookstore from people who came in to buy The Dysfunctional Family because they read the first book and loved it.
Perfect.
So I'm almost out of those. Those were published by the previous publisher, and I'm just not reordering until we get it so I can order it from you with the Penguin imprint.
Yep, that's right. So, Carl, let's do this. We'll be publishing the process is going to be we'll be publishing the book on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and Ingram Sparks, and the rest of the platforms, which is Kobo, Google Books, and Apple Books.
Sure.
And we will not be, like, delivering the printed copies to any of the bookstores. We will just be reaching out to the bookstores that we have in contact with, and we will be sharing the manuscripts with them. And if we get any requirement from any of the bookstores for the printed copies, then we're going to surely let you know. And then we will, once we get your approval, then we're going to print those copies and then ship them directly to those bookstores.
Terrific. That's great. And I would imagine still even then, I'm the one who pays for printing those books before they're sent to the bookstores. And then
that's
when the bookstores pay them, they would pay you. How do I get my share?
You will be getting through us, but in that case, we will not be taking any cut or any royalties with them.
Okay.
So, all the funds will be transferred directly to you.
Okay. Well, we'll see how that works. I'm looking forward to it. See, I really believe you, well, your company and you, have much more of a chance to sell my books to Barnes & Noble. Hello?
I'm here.
Hello? Oh, there you go. Okay. You have a better chance of selling these books to Books A Million or to Barnes & Noble. Noble or to discount books or whatever, you have a better chance of selling them to them than I do. Some little-known guy who writes books and is trying to peddle them out of the trunk of his car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that will be that is really, really helpful, and I'm really looking forward to seeing that happen relatively soon once we get the books published. So that and the one I'm most concerned about is the main event, which you know, people will leave the third week of August. They'll close up their cottages in Maine. They'll, if they're vacationing, they'll go back to get their kids in school. That's why we have to meet that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So, okie doke. Well,
right.
You've helped
Carl,
me.
Sure. One more thing I want to ask: like, do you want us to publish the books one by one, or should we just publish all of them at a time?
Well, I mean, you could, if you publish them all at once,
mm-hmm.
do they appear differently than online than if you publish one at a time?
It's going to be the same thing if we either publish them one by one or all of them at a time.
Okay, that's what I thought. Well, I mean, as soon as one's ready, let's publish it. What does it take, 2 hours to publish a book or less than that to get it online?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So once I get you the manuscript, publish it. Okay?
Perfect.
In
so
fact,
good.
If I
mm-hmm.
hadn't noticed errors, honestly,
mm-hmm.
after your proofreaders, I would say just publish them. Just get them out there. If we find errors, we'll republish it. I'm ready to say that.
All right.
Okay.
All right then.
But
so all right. So first, what I want you to do is, yeah. Firstly, start proofreading the Out of the Fog first. It's the first
yep.
book, I guess. Then
yep.
move towards the Dysfunctional Family. Then
right.
move towards the Critical Point, and then
point.
The
you
main
already
event.
Have. You already have Critical Point.
Yeah. So
remember,
the Critical Point is
it.
Good to go.
Yeah. As far as
perfect,
I'm concerned,
perfect.
unless there are errors that I didn't catch, and then we'll republish,
mm-hmm.
you know, we'll fix those errors and republish
mm-hmm.
if we have to.
All right.
But,
so I'm just, yeah. So I'll be just waiting for your approval on book one and book two. Then we will start the publishing process. And lastly, we will be publishing the main event.
Right.
And the proofreading and editing has been done from our side, so I will be waiting for your final feedback. And beside this, yeah, so for the social media marketing, we will be, like, creating the posts for the book 1, 2, and for the republishing of book 1, 2, and 3, and for the publishing of book 4.
Okay, very good. And, you know, I've tried to look up my new website, you know, www.jcarlgoodman.com,
mm-hmm.
and I can't find
mm-hmm.
it. It's not up yet.
Yeah, it's still not up yet because there is still some revisions and some changes required. I will get it done before the publishing.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Steve. Thank you for putting up with my frustration.
No worries.
Frustrated. But it's like, you know, if you had told me that as a writer, see, I've learned a lot, but if you would have
mm-hmm.
told me it takes tens of thousands of dollars to be a successful writer working with a vanity publisher or with a,
mm-hmm.
you know, hybrid publisher, I would have
mm-hmm.
told you you're kidding, right?
That's right.
Boy, have I learned a lot. You know? I really
mm-hmm.
have. And that's why not only do we need these books to be successful this way, once we've got them published and we're rolling, I just know that I am going to be counting on you to help me get accepted by a major publisher that will help you and me, because then what happens is that, you know, with the major publishers, you don't pay them to publish your book. They pay you to publish your book. And that's the way it really should be. So I need to get noticed by a major publisher. And I think you have the credentials to be able to do that.
Sure, sure. We'll look into this once we are done with the publishing of the book.
Yep.
So let's just wait for your final approval on book one and
all
two.
All right.
Then we'll start the publishing process.
Very well. Thank you. I appreciate it, Steve. And please forgive my anxiety. It's just that both the calendar, okay, the summer calendar with a main event especially, and my own anxiety about when am I going to get a check for a book, right? Because the next thing, once they're done and published, then I will have to pay more money to get them printed and shipped to me.
Exactly. That's right.
And then I'll have to pay more money for ads in the newspaper to have a book launch event.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then I'll have to pay more money. So, I mean, it's almost like, Carl, you either can eat or write books, but you can't do both. There's not enough money. Well, that's the way it is. You know? It's just that way. And so I at some point I need to turn this around and make money rather than spend money on this. And as you guys, meaning not just you, but Alex and others, Samantha, have said, I will make my money back on this. Well, really, am I going to sell 50,000 copies of the books, because that's what it's going to take now to pay me back the money that I've got in them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so I'm going to trust your promises that I'll make this money back, and not by the time I'm 80, but within a year or two.
You surely will, Carter.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I appreciate it, and I thank you for putting up with me, and I'll just continue to take a deep breath and slow down and read these books again for the seventh or the eighth time, and I will make my corrections in red, right, like we've done before. I'll send them to you, and the notice will be at this next time when I send you Out of the Fog and The Dysfunctional Family and The Main Event. It will be published today, ready to go. Okay?
Sure. It will.
And then I'll have to order them, the books, so that I can have a book launch here here. And then at that point, I'll let you work your wonders with Barnes and Noble and Books a Million and stuff to get me invited in to do book signings and stuff at their shop.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke.
All right then.
All right, Steve, thank you.
No worries, Carl. Take care of yourself.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.